Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Hey, wheat producers, Joe and Mary Jo Pieper have five certified wheat varieties for sale this year for fall planting. We've got top quality seed of the following varieties: Monument, Flint, Dones, Gallagher, and Larry. Larry's also available as registered seed to KWA members. You can call Joe at 580-541-1949. Their Oklahoma seed license is 0080-9140. That phone number for Joe Pieper, again, is 580-541-1949.
Well, the cattle futures were stronger today, anywhere from 265 higher in August up to 362 higher in the September feeder cattle. Live cattle were 87 higher in August and 240 higher in October. So it was a nice rebound here after being lower mid-morning. If you go back to the low about 4 days ago, the low was right at 140.75, and today's close for September was 146.75. So that's about a $6 rally in the past four trading days. We're back toward the moving average. The 50-day moving average for September was 148.05. So that looks like that'll be the next resistance. Now keep in mind that at the 1st of August, the highest prices in August and September did not fill the gap in the middle part of July. Now October and November and January did, but the August and September did not. So technically speaking, there's a chance that it could go back and fill that gap. Midday box beef prices were 20 cents higher for choice at $199.12. Select were 51 cents lower at $195.93. Choice select spread was $3.19. On the close yesterday, that choice select spread got to $2.48. That's extremely tight. The feeder cattle index yesterday was $145.90.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain market slid again today, led lower by the soybeans. They were 14 to 15 cents lower. Wheat was also down hard, down 10 to 12 cents. Kansas City of July next year was one of the stronger ones, down 9 at 504.5. It has stayed above $5, but on the front end, like the September, December, and March are all down about 10. They went through their previous lows here this morning. Chicago wheat, same story, down 11 to 12 cents. Corn down 7 to 8 cents. It looks like right now there's a good chance of rain for a large portion of the Midwest over the rest of this week and into the weekend. And they're really just removing some of that fear of not having enough rain. Now, there's still some drought areas in the Dakotas that are for concern, but looks like overall the widespread rain is weighing on the market. Yesterday, the corn good to excellent category improved 2%. It's now 62% good to excellent. Last year at this time, it was 74. So we're below last year, but 62 is really considered pretty good. Beans were down 1%, down to 59%. Last year, they were 72%. And then cotton improved 4% this week in the good to excellent category to 61% good to excellent. The state of Oklahoma was 89% good to excellent. The state of Texas, 51. Last year, it was 48. So overall, we have decent crops across the board.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.